Welcome to Shor Machshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in the end of the base learns, how do you know that a Kohen cannot do an Avoidu where he's sitting down? Says the Gemara, Marav Amar Nachman Amar Kol La'amoid L'sharis La'amida B'charti V'lo L'yeshiva. He needs to stand when he does a Shirus, he needs to stand when he does an Avoidu. The Tur in Or Chaim, Simen Cheh, says, in Hilchot Tzitzis, you put on the tzitzis standing. Why mu'umud? Where we find the idea of standing? So the Bais Yosef, he brings a smack. And the smack says, because you learn lechem lechem for sphere soimer, and it says a sphere soimer, there needs to be bekoim, has to be standing. So the Bais Yosef then quotes the Or Chaim to Rimi Lonil, who says, we have a Yerushalmi that says, kol brachos mu'umud. The whole brachos has to be standing. So why do we bring the Yerushalmi? We have to bring this gzeirah shava. So he says, in the name of answers the Bais Yosef, the name of the Rosh Chaim, that that's only birkas hamitzvahs. What about birkas hananim? Meaning, birkas hamitzvahs have to be standing, that's a Yerushalmi. What about birkas hananim when you're enjoying? For that I have gzeirah shava. Explains the Bach a little bit more, that when a person is putting on a talis, it's birkas hananim, he's enjoying his clothing. That's the bracha. And that's why you need a special limud to tell you that you have to be standing and when you put on a talis. But ask the Bach, but what about Milo, Lulov, and Tkiyo, that the smack also brings the gzeirah shava? Why does it just not bring the Yerushalmi? So he says it's very doichek to say that he did not know the Yerushalmi. Says the Bach, maybe he held that our Gemara doesn't hold like Yerushalmi because our Gemara doesn't bring these things. That's why I have to bring another source to tell you that you stand. So today that we have the entire Yerushalmi by us, we know there's no such Yerushalmi. So it's not such a question in the smack, because there's no real Yerushalmi that says this thing to stand up. If you look at the Or Chaim inside, in Hilchot Tzitzis, Simen Chof Zayin Kof Ches, you see, and that's what the Chido points out, the Or Chaim learns it's a machlekes. The Or Chaim says like this, the Yerushalmi tells us that you have to stand up. How do you know you have to stand up? Says the Or Chaim, from our Gemara, it says, La'amoyed l'sharis. The avoid needs to be standing up. Says the Or Chaim, that's only Birkas HaMitzvahs, not Birkas HaNanim. Because Birkas HaMitzvahs, that's the avoidah. Birkas HaNanim is what a person enjoys. Then he continues and says, Yeshua, some say that no, that only specific brokers you have to stand, the ones that you have gzeirah shava. So clearly he learns that it's a machlekes. There's either you learn for like the Yerushalmi that we don't have, or that you have a different gzeirah shava. And I in the Birkei Yosef of the Chido, the year in Or Chaim Simen Ches, that he brings a raya that our Bali does not hold like the Yerushalmi, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that you have to be standing when you do Birkas HaLevana, because Kabbalah is Pnei Shechina. Says the Chido, why didn't I tell you you have to stand? Because it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs, you have to stand. You see from here, the argument of the Bava does not hold, you have to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs. Then he concludes and says, maybe that Yerushalmi that's quoted is only L'chatchila, but it's not Me'akev. And when you have the Gzeirah Shava, it is Me'akev, that's why you have to have both sources. But one thing we see in the Or Chaim, based on our Gemara, what do you see from here? There's a big chiluk between the Bracha on Mitzvahs and the Birkas HaNanim. Birkas HaMitzvahs, a person is doing Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's standing on to do Avodas Hashem. And that's why you could say, La'amoid L'sharis, you have to do it standing, like the Kohanim do the Avodu when they're standing. But Birkas HaNanim is not the way we treat the Bracha, it's not as the Avodu. It's more like the Gemara in Brachas tells us. Why do Birkas HaNanim? Also, La'adim She'anim O'inim Azeb Li Bracha. You can't come and take something without doing a Bracha. It's more of a way for us to say, I want to eat the food, so first I have to say, Avodah, Tarkadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not an Avodah. And connecting here, the Nerdi B'Yudah that we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, that every time you say a Baruch on the Mitzvah, that's what makes the Mitzvah Lishma. How do I make a Mitzvah Lishma? By doing a Baruch. I'm saying I'm doing the Baruch L'Shem Mitzvah. Meaning, Birkas HaMitzvahs, when a person takes a Lulav, he does a Birkas HaMitzvahs, he's right now doing a Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's right now doing Shirus L'Shem Hashem, and therefore you have the dinner, you have the discussion at least of La'amoyed L'Sharis. Anyone who wants to sponsor or join the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.